everybody. Welcome to Ed and Ken's mini podcast, or as I like to call it, Ken's free coaching session with Ed, which I get every week. Today we're going to be talking about, again, selfishly, here's where I struggle. If I'm there, somebody else is there. There's got to be enough people willing to listen to this today. If it's something that I'm dealing with, I'm very excited. We hit the record button. We didn't have too much prep work here because I wanted to hear it organically from Ed. But before we get into today's topic, which is going to be beer. First off, Ed, how was your week? How you feeling? How you doing? Everything good?
Everything's cool. Had some unbelievable memories with my grandkids. Oh, and my other kids too, but my grandkids, yeah.
You shared with me last week that every day you text your kids something.
Every single morning.
Every single morning.
Probably for the last 15 years at least, maybe more. Yeah.
I absolutely love that. Are you willing to share what you texted them today?
Of course.
Let me hear it.
I texted them the meme. Whoop. Do. Come on. Half of life's battles are won by just showing up. Show up even when it's tough. Show up even when nothing seems to work. Show up even if you don't feel like it. Show up and get the work done.
I love it, man. That is so inspirational. I want to make that part of my daily ritual. I haven't started it yet, but it's an I think it would be awesome. My kids already get a lot of that kind of stuff from me, and I love that that's who I am for them, but I want to get more disciplined around it. So the topic of conversation today is fear.
Yeah.
You started out, and everything you were saying, I was like, oh, no, please stop saying it. How did you – fear is good.
Fear can be good. So, like, I'm in a mode of very, like, anti-guru lately. Like, the guru's just – and, you know, fear will kill you. Fear is not good. Fear. And it hit me this morning, divine download. I was not sitting at like a drawing board trying to figure this out. But it just hit me that use fear. Do not let fear use you. You use fear. Do not let it use you. And what that means is fear is really good when we use it incrementally, when we use it situationally.
Like, so
it's good.
My version of the bad use of fear is I have an uncanny talent for making up future realities that scare the shit out of me. And I live in that future existence where I'm broke. Nobody likes me. I have no loans, you know, like that whole catastrophizing thing. And that to me is the presence of fear, but that's not what you're talking about.
No, but just so we can really hit this, our mutual friend and Cafe Bellissimo partner, Chris Edwards,
my man,
he and I talk about, you're driving down the road, everything's going great, and your oil light goes on, or you have to get check engine light goes on, or you have to get gas goes on. And then you look and you go, I'm going to be homeless in a month. I'm going to be sleeping in that bus stop. Right? Like we take Anthony Robbins calls it stacking. Like, what does that have to do with anything? So two things. Number one, we've been conditioned, especially our generation, has been conditioned this way. I don't know if it's being the first or second generation out of the depression or what, but it's, you know, money doesn't grow on trees. You don't have enough. We can't afford that kind of stuff. But we have to break the habit, as Dr. Joe Dispenza says, we have to break the habit of being ourselves. Highly recommend the book, highly recommend the audiobook, Breaking the Habit of Being Yourself. We have to learn to shut the cortisol and the adrenaline down. And the way that I do that is everything's going to be okay, Ed. Actually, it's already okay.
So if you sit in the belief and you truly feel that everything's going to be okay, everything works the way it's supposed to, everything happens for a reason, which sometimes just don't know what that reason is in the moment. Like all of those really powerful mindsets, which I believe in all of them. Where does fear work its way in productively?
So fear, we focus on, I mean, it's so simple. And that, I guess the question really is, what is standing in your way? So you have a fear. Let's say a real estate agent's listening to this and they have a fear that they're not going to have enough business, that they look at their pipeline and they go, oh my gosh, I have zero pendings. I have zero listings, right? Ask the question, what's standing in my way right now? What do I have control of right now? What can I do right now? And I'll give you some again, I'm just on this rant against gurus. The gurus will say, well, what you're going to do today is going to show up 90 days from now. True. But you know what? That single mom might need $20. Single dad needs $20 to feed their kids that day. Literally go in your closet. See what you can sell on eBay. Have a garage sale.
Fear sparks action.
Yeah, incremental fear. Like so, and let's pretend you have everything together. Everything's cool. Having some healthy fear, putting yourself where you actually, Michael Burnoff, Burnoff, the author of Average Sucks. We can put ourselves in a position of today is the first day of my real estate leadership career. I have no money coming in. What do I do to create $10,000 today? What do I do to create a 12-month coaching client? What do I do today to recruit 10 agents in the next 10 days? Because if I don't, I'm not going to be able to eat. Like there's some really cool games that we can play with ourselves. Now, the key is how do we turn it off? How do we not stay stuck in that cortisol, fight or flight, I'm starving to death kind of thing, right? And it's our brain is definitely, definitely treatable. It's definitely programmable, but it has to start with rewiring the myelin, which is the little fibers that come off our neurotransmitters.
So what is the, what are some of the or one or two techniques or practices that you recommend in order to rewire so that you can turn it on and turn it off the same way we use electricity, right? We could turn it on, turn it off, or shock ourselves and die.
Yeah.
How do you harness it?
Yeah. So start where you are. Not any better, not any worse. See it as it is. Like get to the truth. Like right now, I'm not homeless. Like literally, I've done this in my life. I could reach around my laptop now and push the spigot on or go to my refrigerator and get fresh water. I have some food in my refrigerator. Okay, I'm not going to starve today. I've got this stream of income, that stream of income. If I have to, I know I could go make $500 today selling clothes that I don't really wear. Solution mode. But starting where you're at, getting the truth, not any better or any worse. Once we start there, then we're like, okay, I'm good for today. And knowing this is something else that gets the right chemicals going, we say this all the time. Ed Milet, we are one person, one decision, one meeting, one day away from everything changing. Mm-hmm. Everything changing. When we have that belief, then we have hope. When we have hope, then we have faith that everything is going to work out. And everything is divine timing. There's a lot to this. But if we are in that situation, like you think of anyone, any author, almost anybody that we look up to, almost all of them have a story of tragedy, of pain, of struggle. By the way, there's a great video for those that like to get hyped. And I'll send it to you. Maybe we can put it in the show notes. That's what the cool podcaster said.
That is true. They do. They say show notes.
I don't know that you and I are actually cool, and I don't even know if we have show notes.
Let's make a deal. We just say show notes every once in a while and see if we can make it say it at the right time.
I love it. But I'll put the link of a cool video that one of my coaches sent to me a few years ago called The Struggle. If you just YouTube The Struggle Motivation, it makes everything make sense. The pain, the fear, the struggle, the poverty, the how did this happen to me? What happened? I was $100 million producer. Now I'm struggling to do $3 million. It's the hero's journey.
Yeah. I love it. So when it comes to fear, if fear is causing you to take action towards a good outcome, towards a better outcome, towards a better tomorrow, towards your goals, then mm-hmm. it's a tool. If fear is holding you back from taking action, that's when you have to ask yourself, what is it am I really afraid of? Am I really afraid of being hungry, or am I afraid of rejection? Am I afraid of not being able to pay my mortgage, or am I afraid of failing? So I choose not to try, right? I think that the what I'm hearing and my big takeaway here is that, you know, when is fear good? Fear is good in short bursts, and if it's causing you to take action towards your goals, fear is not good if it's long term, if it's habitual, if it's, you know, catastrophizing, and then also if it's causing you to not take action. And they're definitely two different experiences, two different ways of being.
I have a fear of not being able to defend myself. Because of that, I will work out an hour a day. I will go through the motions of, I'm no MMA guy, but I'll go through the motions of the little bit of Krav Maga, the little bit of boxing that I know, the little bit of wrestling that I know. I'll go through the motions every day of how to block, throw an elbow, liver shot. And then I'm like, all right, I'm good. I'm cool. 1 hour. That's it. Just over, 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 over again. So the fear, but I put myself in that fear of here comes the guy. Right. With the weapon, how do I do it? In real estate, you know, what I put is, and man, there's so much. Fear is a self-centered thing. When we are in fear, we are thinking of ourselves. We are not thinking of others. When we start thinking of others.
Unhealthy fear or all fear?
Unhealthy fear.
Okay.
Yeah, so I will put myself in situations, and others do too, of I'm going to use fear. I'm going to actually put it into play right now. And by 11 o'clock, I'm going to turn it off. it'll be turned off. I will manage that kind of self-induced fear.
Being able to turn it off is huge.
It's definitely huge. I mean, could you imagine if we walked around me going, oh my God, is somebody going to attack me?
Some people do. They don't know how to turn it off. And they live in fear. They don't experience fear. They live in fear.
Yeah. And it's thoughts, you know, when we think them over and over and over and over again, it becomes a belief. Someone's out to get me. 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 And I'm telling you, the book, Breaking the Habit of Being Yourself, it's an oldie. I think it was written in 2012.
You know what? I don't think I have that one. And it might have to be my next. I'm right now, I'm reading the AI Edge, highly recommend it, doing it in a book club. It's super fun. Crazy as that sounds. So a couple things here. Let's recap. Number one, there's healthy fear and there's unhealthy fear. Healthy fear, and if we go back to our caveman brain,
yeah.
Healthy fear says run from the tiger. Unhealthy fear says stay in the cave and die of starvation. Right? One's going to cause you to take action. One's going to cause you not to take action. There's living in fear, and then there's experiencing fear. Experiencing fear is not the end of the world. Living in fear is a problem that you need to work your way out of. When it comes to fear as a topic, I think that's a powerful, powerful stuff right there.
Yeah, it's exhausting. When you have cortisol dripping constantly, it's exhausting. And it's so bad for us. And most of the stuff that we think about that we're fearful of, it's never happened.
Yeah.
And it's not going to happen. We make it up, but it is. It is that primitive brain.
I might be misquoting Mark Twain. I think it was Mark Twain that said, I suffered great many tragedies in life, most of which never occurred.
Yeah.
And that's living in fear.
That's it.
That's not us, though, man. We don't live in fear, do we?
No, never. Never. Ever. Never.
We're perfect. I'm going to put that in the show notes.
Yeah. Yes. Yes.
All right, my man. This was awesome. I'm going to check out the book, Breaking the Habit of Being Yourself. And yeah, man, get out there. Recognize what you're feeling. If you're feeling fear and it's pushing you towards taking a step, take the step. If it's pushing you away from taking the step, rethink. Sit there. Be grateful for what you have. Look around at your surroundings. You got a roof over your head. You got warmth. You got water. You got food. And you got everything you need, and it's all right there in front of you, man. This was a good conversation. As always, I appreciate it. Oh, real quick, let's plug it. When are you coming up?
I'll be up November 7th through the 13th, and right now on the 10th, we're going to be doing a really cool event. It's going to be different. It's not guru-ish. It's going to be real raw talk. I guarantee the agents that show up. By the way, this is going to be geared more towards agents who aren't making $120,000 or $200,000 a year yet. It's okay. Going to be more towards them, more towards single agents, not really teams.
And that's going to be November 10th.
From 1 to 3 in the Malvern area.
In the Malvern area. Okay, great. So if you're in the area and you're not making $120,000 to $200,000 a year, this is going to be your event to come and learn from the one and only, the great Ed Fordyce.
And Ken Jordan's paying for everybody's ticket. That's the cool thing.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. All right, Ed. Enjoy yourself, my man. We'll catch up soon.
Yep. See you, brother. Thank you.